and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I know you've been following us, waiting all night for this moment to happen. But hey, good morning, everybody. It's the 2nd of April, 2020. We're in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 705 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center in the forefront of the fight here against the virus. You know, and it's... I spent all my formative years and my older years in the Marine Corps. Our enemies were always something you could see. I mean, you could see them moving. You could call in artillery. You'd call in air on it, or you'd close with and meet them with close combat. Something like that is one thing. But trying to fight this, not knowing every moment, everybody you see, what's going on here? I mean, we need to give our medical professionals such a great round of support and appreciation. And you know, we talk about our thin blue line of law enforcement. Well, they're out there every day, too, and they can't wear any type of protective gear because it would hamper their ability to do their job. So they're out there every day, not knowing. But theirs is, you know, a lot of times more, I mean, again, that's more physical. So but when you're fighting microbes, this is not only is this a disease that can kill you, but you've got to be protecting other people and sometimes sacrificing yourself. You know, we don't think about that. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into that too much, but when I think about the things that they do at our medical centers here, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the best. Okay, so let's move right on into weather. Wipe the tear from your eye.
I know.
Let's go.
Okay, well, today in the North Valley, it is going to be sunny and 64 with a low of 39. 66 tomorrow under sunny skies with increasing clouds and a low of 42. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, you can expect scattered showers with a high of 55 for Saturday and Sunday and a high of right around 60 degrees for Monday with overnight lows dropping in the 40s. It is currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 48, 47 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, 45 degrees in downtown Redding. Quite a bit of construction if you are planning on heading out and about at I-5 North at the South Bonneview Road off-ramp, also at I-5 South at the O'Brien Inlet Road on-ramp, and at Cascade Boulevard, other areas. If you're heading towards the coast, expect traffic to slow down. There is stop-and-go traffic, once again, between Redding and the coast. And today is Thursday, April 2nd. Today is Burrito Day. It is Ferret Day. It is Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. And today is also Reconciliation Day.
Well, that's good because I'm going to reconcile with my bank account here pretty soon.
Oh, my.
Anyway, thank you. Ferret Day?
It's Ferret Day.
Ferret Day.
I think ferrets are so cute.
Did you know ferrets are illegal to have a ferret as a pet in California?
Why? I didn't know that.
They're afraid they're going to get out and go against the native ferrets and be better, scavengers and better, higher in the predator chain.
So don't they kill illegal snakes? Aren't they famous for killing snakes?
Well, no, those are mongooses.
Are they mongooses?
Ferrets are into the, into mice and all other things. But so it's illegal to own a ferret. Yet you go into any pet store,
you can find them.
There's ferret food.
I just remember that TV show MASH, and they had to. One of the characters, they called him Ferret Face.
Well, and
Frank
was.
Burns yeah, and on MASH.
And he was. Hey, good morning, everybody. By the way, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are still operating. They are still delivering propane to businesses and to homes. So many people are home now and using more propane. Chuck Kinney and Judy Kinney, who own Shasta Gas Propane, I guarantee you, Chuck Kinney's out on one of those trucks. Now, he's got people to do that, and Chuck's a Vietnam vet. I guarantee you he's out on one of those trucks making deliveries to make sure everybody gets the propane they need. Discounts for seniors and veterans, like I said, a veteran-owned business. Okay, now, for our first hour here, I've got somebody, and I have to say it's part of it's selfish, but part of it is I hope everybody is listening that has a business, because we got the guy that's the expert on all of these things that's happening with the small businesses. Joe Rodola has been on. He was on last week maybe, or yeah, a week before last.
Right.
Of course, he's the heads up the SBDC, Small Business Development Center.
Right.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah, you're going to have to put that on.
Good morning.
You're going to have to put it on your card, you know.
Yeah,
but,
a little bit.
You know, now I remembered it after last time. Couldn't remember it at all.
Yeah. Good job.
Well, thank you. Joe, so much has happened since the last time you were on. I mean, he came in a little bit early, and we're just discussing things. I mean, there's things that are just rolled out last night, and you know, but because things have different names, or it comes out differently. Sometimes they're the same program, but right, then something else comes out.
Exactly.
So where do you want to start?
Well, I guess we should start by explaining that the Small Business Development Center is here to answer the questions. And a lot of you have gotten the word since our last meeting,
yeah,
about 7-8 days ago, to call us for help, because there's a lot of questions.
We've been pushing this thing out there that we're in disaster zone here. And if I hear one more thing about, oh, how do you like socialism now? I think I'm going to go hunt down the Facebook person, because there's a big difference between socialism and the government helping you by giving you back the money you've been paying into the government all these years and never receiving, you don't get that money back.
Right.
But now you can, at least a small portion of it.
And I've never seen anything, I mean, you know, going back to the 2009, 2010 debacle,
yeah,
that happened during,
yeah,
the last financial meltdown. There were some real questions as to how that money was allocated back to the, to the big businesses. This time they're going all the way down to sole proprietorships, people that are 1099, that are, you know, mowing lawns and doing things that everybody should participate in this, because we've all been affected.
They've all been affected. I mean, yesterday I drove around. I went down to Five Star Bank, and we're going to talk about why I went down there in a few minutes. But when I came back, I drove through different places looking at businesses. I went into Cypress Square because I go by my barber shop, and I, you know, with the tear in my eye because they're shut down. And that place there, Cypress Square, is pretty much shut down except for Orchard Nutrition and maybe a couple other businesses. And then you come up, Lulu's is shut down. And, you know, a car dealership is shut down. And everything's shuttered. Dry cleaners was open. I guess that's an essential business.
Oh, that's right.
But you can imagine that all the people that were using the dry cleaners, they're working from home now, so they don't need dry cleaning.
Right.
So they're probably having, you know. But
yeah,
then, you know, all the way back here, all kinds of businesses.
I was talking to an HVAC, right, heating and air. And they're open. They're an essential business. But they've had people cancel their orders and cancel them because they can't afford to, you know, pay for the new systems and stuff. So everybody, even if you're open, you've been affected.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I don't know about the other stations. I'm sure it's the same thing for them. So many things were canceled, and we make our living off of advertising.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you get, you know, big events like the Red Bluff Roundup, Cool April Nights, you know, everything from the Civic, everything from the Cascade, all those events. Disappeared.
Gone.
And you know, haven't heard anything about the Reading Rodeo yet. I think they're hanging on, but we're crossing our fingers on that one. But
they
we'll
are.
See.
They're definitely hanging on.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll get into this. I'm with Joe Rodola, who is the business advisor at the Small Business Development Center here in Northern California. Well, here in Reading, out on Airport Road. We're going to talk about the different programs that the SBA has. A lot of it, he's got another conference today, which will clear up some more stuff. But hopefully we're going to be able to talk about what you have to do to get a $10,000 assist right away, supposedly within 3 days. And then for your payroll, and then for your business itself. So we'll be right back.
Urgent. this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Today is the 2nd of April, 7:19 in the morning here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has changed their store hours a little bit, and they've changed a couple of things, but they are open. And one of the things to help you fight any type of illness, whether it's, you know, the flu or a cold or anything, is eating correctly. And Orchard Nutrition has everything they have is 100% certified organic. Their supplements, their meat, their vegetables, everything is. They're running temporary store hours now, and for seniors, their shopping hours are from 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. And public shopping hours start Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 8. So seniors get in there first. Deli Kitchen is still in service, but they're going to be pre-made, grab and go. You can order the sandwiches, pay over the phone, and they're going to come. They're going to call you when it's ready. And then when you show up there, show them who you are. So Carl doesn't drive up there and get Joe's sandwich. and they'll deliver the order. Put it in, and they'll deliver it to your trunk or however you want to do this. If you're, you know, buying things, you know, I guess even in bulk, if you want to buy groceries and everything. So all this is at Orchard Nutrition. Been in the business since 1982, helping people, and they're doing a great job. I'm here with Joe Rodola, who is the business guy out at the business advisor out at the Small Business Development Center right here in Reading out on Airport Road. And he's here. We're going to talk right now about all these different programs that are open right now. Do you want to start with the initial $10,000 one?
Yeah, let's start with that one. That's a good one to begin with. Again, in the last 10 to 12 days since the disaster really showed itself, this thing has mutated. The disaster loan program has mutated. And with the signing of the bill on Friday last week by the president, it has opened up this new opportunity for an easy application online. Takes about 25 minutes to do. The only thing you have to supply them up front is your sales or total income for last year. If you're selling a product, you will have to have cost of goods. So those are the two things you submit as documentation information on this application program. Then you will be offered the opportunity to get, based on sales, up to $10,000 in immediate, according to SBA's term, immediate funding. And this immediate funding is supposed to arrive into your bank account. If you give, you have to give them that information, obviously, on the application. What bank? What's your ABA number and your account number? And they will deposit this funds electronically into your account 3 business days after the application is received. The other good part of this is obviously the website's running. There's a good one, because the first time it happened, of course, we buried it. America buried the first site, but this one's working. And I helped about 6 people get their actual loan numbers yesterday by walking them through the application on the phone. And they hit the final button, and you get a application number assigned to you specifically. And that means you know you're in the queue.
Yeah, okay. So you're in the queue there. Now, you say so they're looking for your growth receipts. And then you said in the cost of your services. So does that mean how much it costs to run your business? Because I read that thing, and I mean, we don't sell cars, we don't sell tires, and yet that has to be filled out.
Actually, here's the catch on that one, and we learned a little valuable lesson on that as part of yesterday's input. I had a person that does a pure service. There is no wholesale purchase of a product. In other words,
right.
Normally, if you have a product you're selling in retail, you buy this coffee mug and pay $4. You sell it to the public for $8, and there's your profit margin. For a service business, there really is, for the most part, no cost of goods, and they don't want you to put down supplies. They don't want you to put down lights in that category. It's purely cost of goods. So if you're a service business, what we found out, you put a zero in there.
Okay, that's all they need then.
So all you need is a number, and zero is a number.
Okay.
So sales, cost of goods for a service business would be zero, and then you can move on.
Okay. And you should have these, these numbers. You know, if you've done your taxes for last year, you have a profit and loss sheet.
Exactly.
You're going to need that later. We're going to talk about that. But you can just take a look at that, how much it was last year you made, gross. Plug it down there, because I started filling this thing out last night on my – okay, you can do it on your iPhone, by the way.
Yeah, you could.
And, of course, it makes you crazy at that point. And that part, I didn't understand that. So you could just put down zero on there. And by the way, if you push the next button and you haven't filled out everything correctly, you're not going anywhere. So go back up to the top and start looking for spots there, because it's in red. When it turns green, you're ready to keep moving on it. And then you can go to the next page, and then the next page, and the next page. Now, they're just asking for gross receipts, how much you sell. Then if you're selling things, you want it in there. If you're a service industry like we are, and like so many others are, you know, self-employed barbers, people working the yards, all that. It's zero. And then you go on down, you fill out the name of your business number. What if you're in a business and you don't have, I guess you would have, I guess everybody would have a business number, or they'll use your social security number.
Exactly. Use your social security number on sole proprietor.
So, sole proprietor, you can put your social security number in there and you fill out this. And I tell you what, it is simple to fill out, but just if you have a question on it, though, you can call out to the SBC, I guess you can look it up online and it's pretty clear. Maybe call the Chamber of Commerce. There could be some, you know, if you need some help. But it is, if I can figure it out, I would say I'm Napoleon's corporal. So I figure everybody else can fill it out, too.
They've made it pretty simple this time, at least in the application portion of it.
Yeah.
They will come back and ask you, as Carl mentioned, they're going to come back to you and ask for the P&L, the profit loss, however you want to call it, your sales minus expenses equals. They're going to want that page from your QuickBooks or whatever you use, your bookkeeper. Your accountant for 2019, they're going to look for that. They do not need taxes. You don't have to worry about in this particular program having to, you know, copy all your taxes and send it to them.
Now, this is for that $10,000.
This is for $10,000.
And okay, I didn't get to that part.
It's called the disaster loan. It's still the disaster loan, just has this added bump. You still can get up to $25,000 total unsecured on that loan program, up to $2 million on that program. Still available. The 10 grand is the immediate kind of, they call it, in the page you actually looked at, they call it an advance. An advance. Okay? 10,000 advance. The good news is if you don't get approved for the loan after the fact, it's forgiven. So it turns into a grant if you cannot get the loan and you don't move forward. It's called a non-payback or forgiven loan, that 10 grand, up to 10 grand. Now, obviously, if you're making gross sales of $20,000 last year in a small business, it's up to $10,000 you're going to get, not $10,000 automatic. So it's based on sales as to how much you're going to get. So I'm figuring, and again, this is a guess because SBA has not told us the magic number, but I'm guessing if your sales are over $100,000, anything over $100,000, you'll probably qualify for the 10 grand upfront bump.
Okay. Okay, so this is something you can do immediately?
Immediately.
You can do it online.
And it's active today. You get a loan number at the end when you press the final button.
Yeah, and so at about quarter after nine today, I will probably have the loan number. Okay, so that's something that you can go into right away. They're talking about getting it back in 3 days.
Correct.
We'll see about that because I can just imagine the millions of these that are coming in.
Exactly.
Okay. So that is on this thing that I've got in front of me, which is what we were just talking about, disaster loan assistance, COVID-19 economic injury disaster loan application,
exactly.
Streamlined process requirements, and then you go through it, and it's, as Joe said, there's five different parts to it. It's the first one is disclosure. The second one is business information, business owner's information on the third one. The fourth one, additional information. The last one's a summary.
There it is.
And when you hit that last one, you punch it, you get a loan number. And
I do suggest you do check that summary page, the last page, before you send to make sure your information that you put in is correct.
That's right.
They communicate with you by email. So that's one of the most important pieces that you put into that is your email address you want them to communicate to you with.
Yeah.
So, and then you just press send, and you have an application number come up. It's I think it's in the 3600, and a whole bunch of numbers after it. So
keep that.
Yes.
Keep that.
Because you
don't have to go back through it again because you've already got a loan number.
Exactly.
And then if something, you know, it's, you know, a couple of weeks go by, says 3 days, so maybe after 5 days you may want to check in on it.
And I'll let you know, Carl, after today's meeting at noon. If there's an update on that 3 days.
If there is, please give me a call.
I'll
update everybody. Plus, I'll probably, as this goes on, probably have you again in next week.
That sounds fine.
If you can
great,
do that.
Great for me. The other thing is they've done a couple other things. One is...
I tell you what, let's hang on.
Go ahead.
Just take a break.
Yes.
And so I can continue to stay in business here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Common Senior Living. River Common Senior Living, of course. I mean, you might want to think about this, but this is a time when people are kind of like you're sheltering in place. Well, at River Common Senior Living, they have a gourmet chef. You don't have to worry about toilet paper. You don't have to worry about food. You don't have to worry about any of this. So it takes a lot of pressure off people. They've got ways of traveling around. So if you have to make it to a doctor's appointment or things like this, they have their own transportation there. They are more than happy to show people River Common Senior Living. But, of course, that's not going to happen right now. But you can give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981. Maybe this is something that you're interested in, and especially after all this, to find a place where you can kind of relax. It has a staff there to take care of you. Like I said, a gourmet chef, activities director, all of that. Located right in the middle of Reading at 301 Hartnell Avenue, next to the Veterans Clinic, which is not bad either. Worry less, smile more. River Common Senior Living. We'll be right back with Joel Rodolfo, Small Business Administration.
Huh. Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your cheeks free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 2nd of April, 7:35 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is looking for some good people. They are experiencing a surge in the requirements for help at home, as you can probably imagine. Sharon Clark has been helping people since for 16 years. Has been voted best in the North State probably every year of that. People are calling in, needing assistance. They're kind of, they're pushing their people out and using to help people, that people had caregivers or other things that can't come into their homes. Well, Sharon Clark's can. So if you can help, or if you want a job working for a great company, or if you need some assistance at the house, give them a call at 226-8350. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We're here with Joe Rodola, who is a business advisor at the Small Business Development Center right here in Reading, out on Airport Road. And we talked about the $10,000 kind of bump, $10,000 three-day receipt once you fill out all the paperwork and where to get that. And we're going to put this on Facebook and we push it out, and he's putting it out too. Now, the second part of this, I want to save the PPP to the last segment.
Sure.
The second part is the Small Business Administration loan that has to go through your bank, but you can fill a lot of the paperwork out.
That is the Paycheck Protection Program. That is that one.
No, but the other one, I mean, if you're looking for the bigger loan, up to $25,000, up to $3 million.
It's still a part of that original.
Still a part of this original
the
one.
The EIDL. Yeah, the emergency injection of loss of
those
income.
Funds.
Loss of
That's
income.
The emergency ones.
Yeah.
But for the larger one, that has to still go through your bank.
No,
doesn't it?
It doesn't. It's still a part of this. It's still a part of this. What will happen is after you get the $10,000, let's say you get $10,000, right?
Right.
They're going to then go through the approval process for the remaining portion of that disaster loan you may need. So obviously $10,000 for a business with 30, 40 employees that sells millions of dollars every year that now has been cut off at the knees is going to need more than $10,000, right?
Sure.
So what happens is you get the $10,000 up front. Then they go ahead and go through the rest of the loan application that you've now submitted and have the application number for.
Okay.
So they're going to come back and say, send me your 2 years of financial statements, P&Ls. They're going to say, sign this document so we can get your tax returns from the IRS. Don't send them in. I'll get them from them. And fill out this little document that says what your bills are. So there's going to be more to it after the $10,000 happens. So let's say you end up with so you got the $10,000, okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. You're using it to cover yourself, rent, flights, whatever. Then they give you $50,000 afterwards. Well, that then turns into that nice long-term loan we talked about two weeks ago, 10 days ago.
Okay, I got it now.
Years,
I got it.
375 fixed. That's what happens as a part of that package.
The first year of it can also be, you get a year before you even start paying it off.
Correct. First 11 months, no payments. 12 months, you have to have the first payment in.
Well, but you don't need collateral either for the first $25,000.
Automatically, no collateral for the first $25,000, and they will not decline you if you cannot supply it beyond the $25,000. That's a new change to this particular disaster loan. You used to have collateral above $25,000, like your second on your house. Maybe you take your building and put a lien on it. But now they're saying no. If you can't supply it, you have enough power in the P&Ls, we'll do it anyway.
Oh.
So that's a nice little added bonus.
And then
well.
They're also looking at your personal stuff too, right?
Correct. And there's no personal guarantee required on it either, which is another change they've made, up to a large dollar amount.
What happens, Joe, if, say, a company puts in for, they get $60,000 because they think that's what's going to be, that's going to work for them, and then this thing lasts longer? can you go back in again? Or they haven't addressed that yet, have they?
That's a good question, Carl. They haven't addressed it yet, but the online loan, you can apply till December of this year.
Right.
So it's a lot longer than even the car fire was 6 months we had on that one. Yeah. So this one's almost a full 9 months that you can apply. My guess is, depending upon how long we're forced to close our doors, there's going to be a potential in July, August that we're going to be short again, right?
Could
Heaven
be.
Forbid. I pray daily.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because one thing we're hoping for is a hot summer, you know, where we don't usually, because that helps with these viruses. But so people right now have been shut down for 2 weeks. There are already thousands of dollars in the hole.
Correct.
Many businesses are. A few businesses have 3 months of, you know, of saved money to run. I mean, nobody. I mean, how many people? I know companies, $125,000 a month payroll. And so when you start thinking about how much they'd have to have put away, it becomes astronomical. But in smaller businesses where it's you depend on cash flow, I mean, you can put some away so you can, you know, when things jump up at you, you can hit. But this could go. Say, you know, it goes to the end of April. Maybe it'll go to the end of May. If it hasn't hit yet and they're still saying this is the social distancing, flattening the curve works. We had 1,000 people die last night, yesterday. I don't want to, you know, it's not to scare anybody, but that's what happened. It shows how this virus is working. So there is a way I would imagine there's going to be a way after you put in for the original loan, because everybody's jumping at it now, that you can maybe add on to it, maybe.
I would think so. And the allocation of the CARES Act, as they called it on Friday, that went through finally and got approved, is $350 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$350 billion. So if you're taking $10,000 out of there, that's like, you know, spitting in the ocean, the old saying, right? So there's still going to be some money left in this program. I think you're right. We're going to be able to re-ante if this thing continues on for all an extended period.
I kind of look at it like this. If we can ante up lots of money for purposes that are kind of questionable, if this is helping in our, if this is going to keep our economy online, I know we've all been hurt here. We're in a recession right now,
okay.
But we're not in a depression yet. But, you know, another 3 million were also applying for unemployment last week.
Yeah.
So this is going to continue to go on. So these programs, if you are a small business, you would be foolish not to take advantage of it. This is your money that you've been paying in for years while you're building your business. This is money that has gone in to for other purposes, that not necessarily to help your business.
Right.
Now's the chance to get some of that back. And I didn't say all of it. I said some of it.
Right.
Back. Now, I want to take a break now, because then I want to talk about the P-Cubed program, which is very important, which impact on everybody and will keep people working. This portion of the show brought to you by, this is not an essential service. Four Winds Jewelry, they're shut down right now. But I want to remind you is that they're there. And when this opens up, you need to go down to our local businesses that have been shut down and take a visit. I'm locked in the house with Linda. I know that when this is lifted, I'm going to go down to Four Winds Jewelry and buy something. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to have to be something, because she's putting up with me. So I may have to buy two or three things. You know, I'm going to walk through the door and Rebecca's going to go, Carl. I go, Rebecca. And anyway, it's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Remember our businesses that are shut down. When we come back out of this, and we will, get back to those businesses. Let's save our neighbors out there. Located, like I said, at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We're going to be right back after these messages with Joel Rodolo.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, Starshine.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We have a question for Joe Rodola, who is from the Small Business Administration here in Redding, in Shasta County. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, Cornerstone Community Bank is right in the middle of all of this because they are one of the designated banks that you can go to receive, put in your paperwork, hand off your paperwork to them. They'll do the banking side of it and send it off. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, locally owned, locally operated. They're located at 1845 California Street. And in the Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. They are still moving dreams forward right now. Okay, Joe Rodola's here. Joe, we talked about the immediate $10,000 one. What is the question is, what is that website?
Yeah, that was crazy of me not to tell them. How about that? Anyway, it is the SBA.gov. Backslash, it's the little slash that goes to the left. Disaster.
Disaster.
Pretty easy. So SBA.gov/disaster takes you to the computer screen that we looked at this morning, as a matter of fact. Little yellow stripe, top of the page. Thank you. And it says COVID economic injury. Click here. Boom, you're in.
You're in and start filling it out.
Start filling it out.
Now, there's the last program we want to talk about. This one is a significant program. This is the P-Cubed.
P-Cubed.
Three P's.
Three P's.
And that stands for?
It's the Paycheck Protection Program part of the CARES Act that, again, was signed last Friday.
Okay. And that one is, and Joe will get into the mechanics of it, but what that is essentially is that will provide 2.5 months of your payroll. And it's extremely easy to apply for, I can just tell you that. And this is the one that's going to all the banks right now. So when you walk in your bank and they look a little bit busy, I mean, this one right here. So explain to the people what this is, Joe.
Okay, let's talk about the new one. That's the one I've been busy with on the phone this week. It's been the new one.
And by the way, Joe will be on next week because these things are going to be – this is a moving target.
Thank you. I agree. It needs to be covered on an ongoing basis since it's changing. So Paycheck Protection Program, the triple P or P-cubed. It is a what in the banking business, again, if you don't know my background, old banker. That's okay. So I was a banker one time. So this is a very streamlined 7A loan program through the SBA. This particular time, the SBA is going to back the bank 100% on these loans. So guess what? No risk for the bank. Yay. Streamlined application, streamlined documentation. You're not going to give, you know, your firstborn 5 years of financials and, you know, tax return. No. Very streamlined package. Not all of the banks in town are doing it yet.
That's right.
Now, there may be a persuasion scenario because we did get notification yesterday afternoon late that Wells Fargo was coming on board. So that may force some of the other banks to also assist in this program.
Do you, okay, we know that One Cornerstone's doing it. I know Five Star's doing it.
Correct.
Tri-Counties.
Correct. Golden Valley. U.S. Bank. Stepped up immediately.
Uh-huh.
Five Star we covered. Merchants Bank of Commerce.
Merchants Bank of Commerce, of course. Yes. Now, these are the ones that you go in and take your documentation. I did this yesterday, so I needed my Form 940. Which is what you pay your employees. I needed a payroll for 1 month, February 15th, just one for one payday, February 15th. And I needed my profit and loss statement from last year, which you should have. It's a two-piece pay that you've done or your CPA has done. That's the only three things you need.
Yeah,
and
very low down.
And then they will pay. And then they will take that document, that one half of your payroll, they'll double that because you do payroll twice a month, and then they'll give you 2.5 times that amount.
Correct.
That is full pay for your employees.
Correct.
So,
and this is the best part of this program. They do this average monthly payroll cost times 2.5. So then you have these funds available, and if you use the funds – and can show the SBA and the bank that you have used the funds on your financials through your CPA or through your QuickBooks, that you have used the money for salaries, retirement benefits, anything that you're going to use that money, vacation payments, you know, whatever you have that goes out of your total HR costs. And you can actually pay rent with it, and you can pay your lights, too. And if you can show that you use those funds to do that, the loan portion of that is forgiven.
So there you go. So if you've come in and you've got your payroll for this time period, 2.5 is $50,000. You'll get to $50,000, and that will be forgiven as long as you use it for what you borrowed it for.
Exactly.
So it's something that, you know, and for people that are, their businesses are are in trouble right now because they've had to let people off or they're stopped. This is a way to pay your employees or be able to pay your employees or people that are still in business, but things have slowed dramatically. A way to keep your people working. Because so many, you know, what do they do if they're not working? Then they go on unemployment. So, and there are, and but from what I understand from the unemployment offices, they're pushing these things through too. They're not having to wait a week.
Exactly. The other thing that happened yesterday, we had our first verified call. We don't do much in the EDD area, the unemployment area, but we had our first sole proprietor go through and apply for unemployment. It's unheard of in past history that a person that's in business can apply for unemployment. Well, guess what? The CARES Act also approved a portion of that money, of the $2 trillion, for this unemployment for small businesses. So technically, if you don't qualify for one of these loans, you don't have employees, you don't have enough income to perhaps get enough money out of the EIDL loan, the economic impact loan, you can apply for unemployment as well. That's different.
Yeah, all this is different. This and is real. And now Joe is on a phone call today. For all the people that are assisting.
And at noon.
At noon. So, and it's addressing these. Now, here's my question, okay? 2.5 months. Somebody said, I thought it was supposed to be for 4 months. I had not heard that. But this one is 2.5. But I have a feeling that as thing goes on, you can come back and reapply for one of these.
I don't see if we can't reopen. If April becomes May, heaven forbid, if April becomes May,
Even part of May,
then what are we going to do in June, right? Because 2.5 months, this takes us all the way into that particular portion of time. So very important that this is going to be fluid. You're right, Carl. This is fluid.
This is very fluid. So things that we're telling you today, go out and apply. If you've got a business, if you're a single proprietor, if you're a corporation, you know, we're a corporation here, if Linda and me, that's what it is. You know, if it's if these are programs that you can take advantage of, you can pay your people, you can get an immediate payment to help you with your rent and other payments that come along and keeping your people moving. And then that same paperwork you put in to get the immediate $10,000 goes on into asking for a loan for more. The first $25,000 of it is you don't need collateral or anything. And then they'll even look at beyond that to see,
correct,
really, do you need collateral? Because,
exactly.
I mean, you know, sometimes when you start a business, you use your home as, you know, because they come in. And you still got, because you're still paying off the SBA loan. Now, I heard something sometime that said there was going to be another program that where the SBA would pay your SBA loan.
Yeah, I haven't heard the pay, but I have heard definitely that SBA is offering a freeze on your payments. In other words, you know, they're going to go up to, I've heard up to 6 months. I don't have that verified. Up to 6 months, freeze the payment. So if you had an SBA loan payment you had to make, you don't have to make it next month. There's the key, cash flow, right?
Yeah, and so, I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call my bank immediately after this and ask them about that.
And again, these are fluid.
So now, tomorrow,
we'll have a better
tomorrow answer. Bob Nash from the Superior California Economic Development corporation, who they lend out a lot of money. Talked to him yesterday and told him, yeah, my payment's coming. It may be a couple of days because people are, you know, I understand when people, it's the money's not flowing like it, you know, like it usually is from people. And he said they're going to make an announcement that if you've got a SCED payment, they're putting it off for 3 months. So he's going to be on tomorrow to talk to that and other aspects of what's going on in our economy. He'll be on tomorrow about 7:05. We're going to have Doug Lamoff on at 8 o'clock. I can't wait to hear from the congressman to see what's going on. So how do people get a hold of you, though, Joe?
Okay, to sign up for our help, sbdcsc.org. So sbdcsc.org. Sign up for our free services. We are paid for by the SBA, State of California, and Humboldt State. So we offer all our help for nothing. Might as well use free. Us too. Free. Our taxes free. Are paying for all this.
That's right.
So as Carl mentioned, we're getting some of our tax money.
We're getting
back.
Some of our money back. How about okay.
That? Yes.
Yeah. Citizens are getting some of our money back.
How about
other
that?
Other people, businesses are that have been paying all these taxes are getting some of their money back to help them keep going. And when we get back and get roaring again, this economy is going to gangbusters. Okay, got to run. We'll be right back after these messages. Oh, in the
shake, Sonora, shake your body liner. Shake, shake it all the time. Work, Sonora.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If your job has been claimed by the COVID-19 pandemic, you are not alone. 6.6 million of your fellow Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week.
The surging layoffs due to the coronavirus have led many economists to envision as many as 20 million lost jobs by the end of April. Many employers are slashing their payrolls to try to stay afloat because their revenue has collapsed, especially at restaurants, hotels, gyms, movie theaters, and other venues that depend on face-to-face interaction. Auto sales have sunk and factories have closed.
Correspondent Jeremy House says last week's record number of claims doubled the previous week's record total. And as the coronavirus ravages New York City, Governor Andrew Cuomo reminding us that a lot of New Yorkers live outside the state's urban centers. Just as many other Americans are outside cities.
We have rural areas, and just the way it's gone through rural New York, it will go through rural America.
In Michigan, Detroit's convention center being turned into a 1,000-bed field hospital. Lieutenant Colonel Greg Turner with the Army Corps of Engineers says it's a big job. It's well underway.
About a third way done already with actual partitions. We hope to be done by the 9th of April. And that includes putting beds into it and stuff, getting operational.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is urging people to stay home to avoid spreading or contracting the virus. But if you must go out, he urges you to wear a face mask.
This isn't an excuse to suddenly all go out. You need to stay at home.
And with the pandemic still in progress, the Federal Emergency Management Agency asking the Pentagon for 100,000 body bags. The Wall Street stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up 393 points, the NASDAQ ahead 99. The S&P is up 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law. And we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. A reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Public health officials in India report the first coronavirus death among the 1 million residents of a massive slum in Mumbai.
The 52-year-old man had reported symptoms of fever and cough a week earlier and tested positive for coronavirus on Wednesday. He was taken to Mumbai's Sion Hospital and died there after renal failure the same evening. 7 members of his family have been moved to isolation wards, and the building he lived in, which houses 300 families, has been sealed. Dharavi is one of the most densely populated areas in the world, with tens of thousands of people living in cramped residential enclaves alongside small businesses in congested bylanes.
That's the BBC's Divya Arya. A Pakistani court has overturned the murder conviction of a British Pakistani man found guilty in the 2002 kidnapping and killing of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It shouldn't be long before the checks in the mail. Payments to Americans from the $2 trillion stimulus package.
The stimulus payments are set for $1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for married couples who file joint tax returns, and married couples with two children could receive $3,400. The one-time payments are designed to get quick cash in the hands of Americans who face financial hardships resulting from the coronavirus outbreak and the expected recession to follow. The payments will be deposited into bank accounts electronically for those who filed their taxes that way for the last 2 years. Those deposits could happen as soon as April 16th. Those who filed their taxes by mail could receive payments a bit later.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. The Navy says nearly 3,000 sailors on board a U.S. aircraft carrier where the coronavirus has spread will be taken off the ship by tomorrow. The USS Theodore Roosevelt currently docked in Guam. To get on Wall Street, the Dow up 393 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment for the last week or so. Welcome back to our show here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thursday, the 2nd of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, front line of defense. I'm not going to go back through another 5 minute reason that we need to appreciate our nurses and doctors and all of our EMTs and all that. I mean, they are in the front lines and they're taking casualties. But Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Can we give us our weather?
Sure. Today, sunny and a high of 64 and a low of 39. Tomorrow, sunny and 66 with increasing clouds and a low of 42. Rain for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with high of 55 for Saturday and Sunday. Lows in the 40s for Monday. Once again, scattered showers and 60 degrees. It's currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 48, 47 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 45 degrees in downtown Redding. Now, we do have a traffic hazard reported this morning. This is on 299 near the Trinity River. Traffic at a crawl. At times, stopping altogether. At I-5 North at the South Bonnie View Road off-ramp, they're doing some work. Also at I-5 South at the O'Brien Inlet Road on-ramp and at Cascade Boulevard. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, and the weather reports and our traffic report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, and they are pushing the propane out to everybody that needs it, and it's in their time of need here. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Our guest from One Safe Place is going to be in about 30 minutes. So I grabbed Joe and put him back into the seat because we'd already sanitized it, and I didn't want to sanitize it again. You've had a lot of great information. People are just hopping in right now. I want to go over quickly what we talked about. Okay. So why don't you start?
Quick recap. Again, we talked about the new latest version of the economic impact injury loan that came up technically this Monday. New application process at sba.gov/disaster. Hit the top bar. Click here in the yellow box. And it takes you to a 5-step application, all online, no documentation sent in originally on this new application, and you can gain access to the new, up to $10,000 injection of money into your bank account. SBA has stated within 3 days of application, 3 business days of application, and again, we'll know more about that at noon. And then, of course, the triple P,
Paycheck Protection Program.
There you go. And that's processed through your banks. And all the banks are trying to get their ducks lined up. The applications will not be accepted by SBA until the 3rd, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, if you look at some of the applications for that, you'll see on them sample. So you can take a look at what you're going to need for it. But this is, if you go online to fill this up and you give it to, now we talked about the payment protection or the paycheck protection program. You have to give it to your bank.
Correct.
The documentation is very simple. Just look at it. It's a 940, which is what you pay your employees. They need a profit and loss statement and they need a payroll.
right.
from one day, February 15th, or, you know, from the February 15th payroll.
Right.
And then you're going to get 2.5 months of payroll. Now, that's going to take a little bit longer.
Yes.
But the $10,000 that Joe's talking about, they're saying 3 days. But you can imagine the overwhelming response to this.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Now you can take this, the one where the $10,000, that's all online.
All online.
The paycheck protection or paycheck protection program, however, you take it down to your bank. Now, not all banks, though, are participating in this yet. But ones in town are Cornerstone Community Bank.
Right.
Five Star.
Yes.
Merchant Bank of Commerce.
Correct.
Tri-Counties.
Yes.
Golden Valley.
Yes.
I've left somebody
else. U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank.
And Wells got added yesterday.
Wells Fargo just rolled on it yesterday. There's probably going to be a couple more because they're pushing them.
Exactly.
And you can imagine, have some patience when you go in there because when you walk in, stand back, keep your distance because their hair is going to be on fire trying to take care of all these. All right.
Exactly.
So these are things that we, as business owners, we need to apply. We need to be proactive. Improvise, adapt, overcome.
Exactly. And the neat part about the Paycheck Protection Program, if you use the funds, which you're supposed to, as payroll, as rent, and as utilities, you don't have to pay it back. I mean, that's the best way. Forgive the thing. I mean, who ever heard of that kind of situation?
That's right. And all you have to do at the end of this is show them that you spent this money on that,
right?
And which is easy to do. And you show it to them, and guess what? Okay, thank you very much. And
no payments.
Yeah, well, sayonara.
Yeah. We did get to Carl real quick if we have the time here.
We've got 30 minutes here, Joe.
I
moved that other person back.
All right, so we're good.
This one we're going to be talking in one safe place, and we've got to be looking at the specter of domestic violence with people losing their jobs, the pressure of that in their homes and maybe drinking more, the stress of being around the kids and your loved one all day. I mean, you know, this is a time that you might want to start your physical fitness program at your home where you go out and walk. There was times in my life when I was married, not this wife, where I would go out and I joined running clubs and triathlon clubs because I was gone for hours, sometimes all day. And I'd come back so tired it made no difference what was going on. All right, I'm just saying this, you know, that little bit of humor there.
That's right.
Okay. So what are the things you said? There's some 800 numbers now.
Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, SBA gave us a new enhanced 800 number. They have added – it's funny. Since I had a bank background, I was actually offered a job with SBA on last Friday. How about that? I said, no, I don't want to go to Sacramento. Anyway, they hired 500 people to join them to do their 800 number customer service line because you couldn't get through at a client call, and they were number 610. In the queue. They stayed online.
Your wait is 4 days, 4 days, 16 hours, and 42 minutes.
Exactly.
Would you, please hold.
Please hold. So they've hired all these people, and people are getting through sometimes on the first ring. So it's 1-800-659-2955 is the new enhanced, and it's 24/7. They also said they're going to be open 24 hours a day. The email address for the especially EIDL loan, the emergency loan that you're going to be applying for online, is disastercustomerservice, all run together, all lowercase letters, disastercustomerservice@sba.gov.
You know what? There's not a lot of humor in this. I try to find humor in things. It kind of helps you go forward.
Exactly.
Can you imagine the guy or girl, woman, and I don't even know their name, who's in charge of the SBA now, the Small Business Administration? You know, it's one of those jobs you get. Yeah, it's an important thing, but you're not in the news. Boom. You know what? Who is in charge of the – do you know who's in charge of it?
I don't.
We're going to look it up of the SBA and see we're going to take a picture of them now.
Yeah.
And a picture of them next month.
Yes.
What's the change besides the fact since they can't go to hairdressers, we're going to find out the true color of everyone's hair. I think they're starting. There's going to be contests to see who can get their hair into the, you know, for guys. You know, am I going to end up with a man bun? No, by the way. No, yeah, no, that'll either. Never happen.
That's true.
Okay, let's take a break. I'm here with Joe Rodola, and I don't want to make fun of this. This is very serious, but we got to be able to kind of, you know, keep reaching out there and keep our spirits up, because this is tough. We're all in a tough situation right now. The world's in a tough situation. Our country's in a tough situation right now. But we're going to make it through this. This is just one of the things. There's these three programs we've talked about. How this is going to help the small businesses, the ones that are considered, you know, and I put up, you know, the little air parentheses, essential businesses, you know, keep them running. But the ones that have had to shut down, this is going to help. This is going to save businesses with this going on. And the government has stepped up. I wish the government and the media could get on the same page, so that, you know, I imagine how, you know, quicker a lot of this would be. Imagine them around the country lifting if you didn't have constant attacks going on. And I don't care which side it is, if you didn't have this. But we are here today to provide as much information as possible on how you can get some needed assistance. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by my friends, another considered non-essential business that shut down, is Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm calling right now, and I'm making an appointment for May 1st. And I go. Am. And that's I'm calling 244-9478. So all of you guys out there who need a haircut, and you do, I know you do, unless you're married, of course, to a hairstylist or you're into the Marine Corps buzz cut, give a call to Cypress Square Barbershop, 244-9478. Make an appointment May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd, and get your haircut. The day they lift, the shelter in place, I'm standing right there, knocking on the door, going, open, open, open. All right, we'll be right back. 8:16 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. Today, the 2nd of April, 2020.
I get no doubt.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting a car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-ups. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, 43 degrees out there today, 8:20 in the morning on the 2nd of April. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. They're open. They're an essential business. Now is the time, since so many people are at home, if, you know, you want to make sure that your heating system, because it's getting down cold, is working, that your temperature, that your thermostat's working right, that your filters are clean. And this may be a time then to have them come over. They can make, they'll do it in such a way that they're social distancing, staying outside, going in and taking a look at your systems. You're looking at a time where the essential businesses that are open need to also be utilized. And Alliance Heating and Air is the one we recommend. It's been voted best in North State. We've been using them for 13 years. I have nothing but great things to say. 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. I'm here with Joe Rodola, who is the business advisor at the Small Business Development Center here in Northern California. And we have Lori on the phone. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Joe. Joe helped me a couple of years ago, by the way. He's fabulous.
Thank you.
He's a saint.
Thank you.
And we need to have your phone number given, if that's possible, Joe. And I have a quick question. A friend asked me, if someone is doing independent contracting as a 1099 and their work has significantly dropped, so it's not like they're having zero income, would they still possibly qualify for unemployment, or is it strictly you have to be completely zero work? And I'll listen off air.
Thank you very much. First, I'll give you the phone number for contact. I didn't do that. I gave the website, but not the phone number. So it's 530-222-8323 for the Small Business Development Center out on Airport Road, our local Shasta Trinity County SBDC office. I am not, of course, an unemployment specialist, so I'm going to educated guess this situation, okay? The EDD is still getting involved with this, being able to apply for unemployment if you're a 1099 or a person that's self-employed. My guess would be that if you showed a drop, significant drop in your income flows, you would probably be able to do it. But again, this is so new. EDD is the only one that could answer that at this point. If you get through them.
I do know, Lori, this is that for workers that are on hourly and their hours have cut back, they can get partial unemployment.
Right.
So, in other words, they're still working, but say, you know, their 40 hours have been cut back to 20 hours, and that will make a difference. I kind of think that probably would also cover people that are self-employed and they're working a 40-hour week, and now they're only working a 10-hour week. that they will be able to get compensation. But again, it's going to be EDD. I'm trying to get EDD on next week. You can't talk to anybody here. It's got to go through Sacramento, so we're trying to set up that. But that's a good question. Other good question is, what about 501s?
Exactly. And that was something that we didn't say this morning, was that they're called solely owned or wholly owned 501c3 nonprofits can also apply for these loans. Both the disaster loan with the $10,000 immediate infusion and the Paycheck Protection Program loan. So that's new and different for most part. Normally, nonprofits normally can't get involved with these very easily.
In fact,
now they can.
Excuse me. In fact, on the paperwork there, when you're filling it out, you'll see that it's got spots in there for being a 501.
Yeah.
And then, and when you're filling out some more, it's that, you've got some that's secular, non-secular, all that. But it doesn't make any difference. You can still apply just like everybody else. And there's a lot of 501s around this town.
And SBA did say, apply, apply, apply. I did get that directly from them on the last call, which was Monday, to make sure that everybody applies. It's a no lose scenario here. No credit check hit, so it won't go against your credit. Your score will not drop, and there's no fees, and there's no points to go through the process.
This is what we've been talking about for the last hour and a half. Programs that small businesses need to apply for. There's not a small business out there, I don't think, that's not, unless you're making face masks or respirators, that hasn't been hit by that in this town. Construction is still going on, thank God. Yes. They're still able to pay their people that way and the subcontractors that they're using and all this. But these programs, there's three programs. One is the, it's three Ps. It's the Paycheck Protection Plan that you have to fill out. There's not even any paperwork to it. You only bring in your 940, which says how much you paid your employees, your payroll for one time from February 15th. They're using February 15th, and your profit and loss statement. Hand it to the bank. That's all you have to do. Oh. And that is, they're going to pay you 2.5 times your payroll. And it says right now they could extend that out, too. It could be more than that. And so, I mean, if your payroll is $100,000 a month, you're going to get $250,000 that you can use for payrolls, your
utilities,
your utilities, yeah. your payment on your SBA loan, whatever. And if you show it to them at the end that this is what you used it for, you don't pay it back.
It's forgiven.
The other one is you go online and fill it out. And that's at sba.gov/disaster. You fill that out, and within 3 days, okay, it says within 3 days, and it starts tomorrow, so you need to get this in there. Or is that the one that starts tomorrow? Or it starts
paycheck
now.
Paycheck protection.
Paycheck
tomorrow.
Protection starts tomorrow.
The other one is going right now.
We get your paperwork in now today. The other one, it goes out directly, and you can get a $10,000 and put into your bank that you fill out all that paper, fill out these forms. There's five parts to it, and then that's your initial part for getting a loan that from the SBA
could be up to $2 million.
Up to $2 million.
Correct.
And they're going to give you a year to start paying it back.
Exactly. No payments for up to 12th month. You have to make a
payment. The 12th month, yeah. You make the first payment.
Exactly.
If you're a small business and you need assistance, now is the time. They're making it as easy as they can.
And as we've said all along, this is unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever happened before, definitely during my 67 years on the planet. So now is the time to apply. It really, really is.
Yeah. Okay. And, Joe, one more time, your phone number?
Phone number again for the Small Business Development Center here in Shasta County is 530-222-8323. And the website again for services, ongoing services, sbdcsc.org.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Joe, thanks. I called you yesterday, and I said, can you be in here at 7 tomorrow? And he goes, oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of information. Now, the other thing is Joe's on a phone call today at noon. concerning these things.
Correct.
And the other thing I want to say is none of these things are written in concrete. When I said we're supposed to have the, you know, it's supposed to be lifted on the last day of April, the shelter in place, it could be earlier, it could be later. So I'm still making my appointment down at Separate Square Barbershop because I can always move it back. But this is a moving target. We're going to have Joe on probably at least once a week to update us on what's going on with the SBA. They may be extending these things. They may be it may be another program coming out. I just saw Social Security is sending the checks out, and you don't have to file anything. At first, they were saying you had to file, you know, your I don't know whatever it was, but they backed off on that, so they can start sending checks and putting them into your bank. Here, I don't know, whenever they're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that was really good to hear was even if you owe back taxes, let's say you owe back taxes. I was thinking they were going to keep these $1,200 per person checks and to put it towards the check IRS debt you owe. No, can't do it. The way that the CARE Act was written is it has to be distributed to the people. So that's a really new thing.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
Never would have thought I saw that in my life.
Yeah, $1,200 to each individual in your family, adults, and $500 for kids. And if you, unless your net is over $150,000
or so. Drops a little, yeah.
I think for most of us in Reading, we're safe. Okay. Hey, Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl.
So much for what you're doing here. And like I said, I'm going to have you on probably every week to update what's going on here.
Sounds great.
And especially since you're getting phone calls all the time.
Yes, thank
okay,
you.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. No elective surgery is going on. However, surgery, heart, kidneys, livers, all that kind of stuff that they're doing, they're still doing that. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization. Not only that, that they have the Da Vinci 10 surgery robotic system. Quicker, less pain, less invasive, gets people out of the hospital quicker. If you've got somebody in the hospital right now, don't plan on visiting them because they have got a lockdown on everything. Can't send flowers, can't send cards, nothing, because they want to keep that hospital as isolated as they can. But Shasta Regional Medical Center standing up, as you know they would. Caring, compassion, community, it's your health, your choice. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Take my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, what a thrill. Your egg is just quitting balls of fire. I let the love fall, I thought it was funny. You keep it on and you move, now, honey. I changed my mind, but it's fine. Goodness is great, it's just quitting balls of fire.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. 42 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Shasta Siskiyou Transport. They are on the roads. They are delivering gasoline, kerosene, oil, jet fuel for our helicopters, for aircraft. And all in the western states, they haven't slowed down. And I bet you that Bill Casparino, one of the head of SST Oil, he and Dana, I wouldn't be surprised to see Bill's probably out on the road if he needs to be during this time frame. They're there as they are during the fire season. When things get tough, SST Oil shines even more because they don't back off. You can give them a call at 241-1167 if you need any assistance or if you're a driver and you're looking for a great job. SST Oil. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. Listen, I just wanted to add to the discussion and throw a few things out there. You know, I've been talking about a financial, collapse or economic problem here for, 10 years now or something?
Yeah.
And what... You know, you remember when we were talking and we said it was going to be 100% chance of an economic collapse of some sort?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about that one for a while. But yes, you've been.
Yeah, well, and what I'm submitting to you is that this is just the pin that popped the bubble. You know, we were starting to have economic problems back in November, the overnight bailouts of the banks. You know, and all this money that they're just printing out, like these loans that are going to go into the system, you know, we're up to, you know, I think it's $6 or $7 trillion by the end of April of currency that they're going to start putting into the system. Do you think that's going to cause an inflationary problem?
I would imagine. Hmm. Well, yeah, I think it is, and we've been pumping billions.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, I was just saying we've been pumping billions in this since for the last year, longer.
Well, what I'm telling you is that we've reached maximum capacity. This is going to happen whether this pandemic came up or not. This is the timing of this is interesting as well. I'm not saying that there's nothing to the pandemic, but what I'm saying is that they're kind of using this as a cover to bail out all the banks. They're talking about nationalizing, a lot of industry. I'm not sure what the grand plan here at this point is, but, they're talking about introducing a new currency. I mean, there's going to be some sort of an economic reset at this point. And my point is, is not an I told you so as much as to say, how long have we been talking about getting prepared for something like this?
And that's true. Mark, by the way, has Sovereign State of Mind, a show that's on our station every Sunday morning. And you have been talking about this. This has been one of the subjects that's been paramount that you've been talking about
Absolutely.
For a long time.
And so, you know, with the fires and everything else, if people haven't been prepared, they've been kind of being neglectful, in my opinion, because being prepared should be a responsibility, not something that you toy with. And this is a great example of why you should be preparing. Now that we're in the middle of it, this is not going to get any better for a long time, despite reports to the contrary and the optimistic people that are involved in that. And I get we don't want to cause a panic, but the unemployment rate was 6.6 million claims this week.
Yeah.
That is unheard of, unprecedented. It's a record. It's double what last week is. And so this is going to be something that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. We were already in trouble economically, or this wouldn't be that big of a problem.
Hey,
now this is going to make it, you know, even more so.
Hey, Mark, can I ask you to be a guest next week, and so we can take an hour and discuss this? Because I've got another guest in here. And, again, I want to point out to everybody, Sovereign State of Mind is on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock and from 10 to 12. And they discuss this, among other things, of course. But I would love to talk with you about this for like an hour next week. Can we do that?
Yeah, I'll give you a call. I'm you know, you were saying earlier all the businesses are hit. I'm swamped. I'm swamped to the point of ridiculously stupid. I'm turning down people.
And you're a CPA.
I'm not a CPA. I am a tax professional,
okay.
A consultant, a preparer. I do not do a books. My sister does that.
Right.
I don't do accounting. I do tax strategies and that type of thing.
I knew you weren't a CPA, but I didn't know how to explain it exactly. Okay. If we can work it in, it could be just a call from home. Because I know what's...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I just had to weigh in on this because I've been listening to everybody, and, you know, it's just one of those things that I have a passion for, and now I think everybody's starting to get what we've been talking about for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's chickens coming home to roost at some point. Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Have a good one, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Mark Kent. I'm here with Christine from the One Safe Place, and we're sheltering in place. And, I mean, you see a bunch of memes about this, you know, things like wives are digging graves in the backyard for their husbands. But this is serious.
It is serious. And, you know, like we've all kind of talked about before, we've never seen anything like this before. But we at One Safe Place do understand that during crises, and we've had quite a few, you know, in Shasta County in the last few years. So we are ready. You know, we are open. A lot of people think that because of this pandemic that certain resources aren't going to be available. Now, we don't have everything available. Our protocol is a little bit different. We're not seeing clients face-to-face as much anymore unless mm-hmm. they're in serious crises. But we are still doing intakes into shelter. There is a 14-day quarantine. And we're, of course, monitoring for any symptoms. But we are open. Anybody who really is just kind of trying to get through this, whether they're in a domestic violence situation or not, are welcome, more than welcome, to call our crisis hotline. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No matter what's going on, please just know that you can give us a call. We're empathetic. We understand the dynamics. We understand that this is a very stressful and anxiety-rising time. And we're just an ear. Sometimes just to kind of get through a bump in the road or a frustration, it doesn't matter who you are, male, female, you know, whatever.
I think
just give us a call and let us know, and we'll help you get through that situation.
I think, you know, people that, you know, there's been no domestic violence in their home or anything like that, but because of the stress, the incredible stress on people, tempers flare.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking physical violence or anything, but now the arguments are starting in, and, you know, they're starting to be every day, and, you know, the kids get involved with it and all that. You can give One Safe Place a call.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, and it's, you know, to, you know, discuss it, things, you know, how can we handle this? How can I do this? Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
online, your people are trained to diffuse situations.
Yeah, a little bit of conflict resolution really can go a very long way. And in a time like this, self-care is so important. Taking a few minutes of your day to whatever that looks like. For me, I take a little bit of more time. I'm more intentional about doing things like meditation in the morning, stretching in the afternoon, taking a day. I know our office, we've tuned into something called the 10%. It's like a meditation at noon that we've all kind of been excited to join together.
I call it, what's it called?
10%.
Well, my meditation is like, I'm a 40%, and some people call it napping at my desk. Sue has gone and shaken me, and I said, Sue, I'm meditating.
Huh. Oh,
okay, Carl, I got it. You're drooled on your computer, though. Okay, thank you. One of the
Make
things
sure to
I said is,
that.
This is a time for people to really get into training,
mm-hmm.
because it start out easy. One of the things that Dr. Khan, one of the premier cardiologists in the world, mm-hmm. has said on the show is, if you walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer. This is the time to start. Walk, run, do what you can to keep yourself healthy. And, of course, your social distancing and all that. You're out in the sunshine. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. day. What it also does is it relieves stress.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise takes those things in your brain, all those little endorphins in your brain that's causing the stress, and it kind of alleviates it. It helps handle things. So what you're doing, the meditation, the walking, and mm-hmm. Everybody can do that. Take your kids out for a walk.
Right. A lot of people think, oh, we can't go outside. You know, but as a family, you know, you're quarantined inside. Get outside. Soak up some vitamin D. Without vitamin D, we do tend to get a little bit more depressed, less likely to figure out rational ways to deal with conflict.
That's interesting.
I didn't think of that.
I knew that vitamin D, you know, being in, and I knew about the working out for people with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really big things.
Yeah.
But things that will help you meditate, or maybe sometimes even solitary. The fly fishing organization, Healing Waters, Project Healing Waters.
Yeah.
And that's why they've got a lot of veterans in there.
Yeah, because it does heal, right? Being outside, being connected to nature, yeah.
Yeah, but you're also solitary.
Mm-hmm.
And you can deal with people when you want to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is a club,
yeah.
And people support each other and all that, but it's not something you're like six of you right there. No, you're spread all over the place.
Yeah, and we're lucky in Shasta County to have so many trails that are available right now for people to be able to take a walk outside, or, you know, take a quick hike if, you know, somewhere is going to be more mm-hmm. dense with people than others, and maybe avoid that area and find a new hiking trail. This is the time. It's
maybe the time to go out and look at Burney Falls.
Yeah.
From your own safe spot there. Yeah. Hey, we're the Christine from One Safe Place. We're going to take a quick break. I've got a lot of questions here for you.
Great.
People coming in that support One Safe Place, but they have some questions. We'll be right back. 8:46 in the morning, 43 degrees out there.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Redding. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is... Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Nice 25 FM at 1468, your talk radio. 43 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Tomorrow's going to maybe start clouding up a little bit, but then Saturday and Sunday, some rain, which we need. Helps also, if it's raining, to stay inside. But the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. If you have propane needs, especially now, give them a call. They're there for you. 8:51 in the morning here on the 2nd of April, and I'm here with Christine from One Safe Place, and that's right, right?
That's right, okay. One Safe Place.
Okay, well, no, I was talking about your name.
Oh, yeah, Christine Hixenbaugh.
Yeah, there Hixenbaugh. Now, see, I saved myself on Hixenbaugh because it ends up every time.
I know. There's been a couple times when I'm like, it's okay, I'll accept that last name for today.
Hixenloopers, but I get usually starts with an H. One Safe Place, they're getting some unique calls we won't talk about. Well, that one is almost one you could talk about, but the question was, what can, besides money, what can be donated? What kind of things do you all need? Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting answer. So what should people do if they do have stuff that they want to donate?
Well, so right now, unfortunately, we can't take any donations from the community because of, COVID-19. But one way, around that is, one thing, calling in, and asking us, what do we need right at that moment? Because things change day to day.
Right.
And looking ahead, we don't always 100% know what's around the corner. But if somebody wants to say donate through Amazon, you know what? Honestly, a gift card would be so helpful so that we can kind of foresee into the,
so you can use
buy as needed. Right. Yeah.
I understand that. And, and so getting a gift card from.
Gift card through Amazon or, Costco or any of the big stores.
Any of the stores you walk in to Safeway or you walk into any of these, they've got gift cards. They've got all types of different gift cards.
That's the best way. That's the best way because our needs are changing every day. And getting what we need is, we are essential. We're open. We're open just regular hours, just like everybody else. And we are still, of course, in need of support, but things like food and clothing, things like that, that should all just go through a third party, like a distribution company.
Okay.
We just can't take anything directly from client, from the public.
You want to help.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to help, please, you know, I don't want to say, you know, we need money,
like,
but
something like a
gift card would be really helpful.
Or to a grocery store or things that you all can go out and buy specific things if they're out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are expecting a sharp increase in services requested. Right now, we are still able to facilitate things like restraining orders and court processes. We're actually going and we are picking up court documents that are ready for our clients, and then we're actually calling the clients to let them know. So there's different things that are going on, and honestly, they change every day.
Yeah.
So calling in and just asking us, you know, what do you need today? You know, if they're going to do an online order or something like that, just asking us day to day is the best way to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So, it's a good question, Jimmy. And Jimmy supports you all, as do a lot of other different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's great listeners. All of our listeners are great.
Yeah. We're not able to do, you know, our normal events. We are trying to find other ways to reach out to the public. And those are projects that we're still kind of working on, figuring out the best way to do outreach and getting people the resources that they need without, like, that direct contact. So, of course, ospshasta.org is always a great resource for people to go on. And if they don't want to call in, have the conversation, if they don't want to come by, then, of course, people can always go online and figure out the resources that we have available online. And that's kind of a way to just find new ways of dealing with the stress or understanding, you know, am I in a domestic violence situation? We know that domestic violence is going to spike right now. That's just normal.
I asked Chief Shuler yesterday, are we getting more of those? He goes, no. He says, not right now. He says, but, you know, it's only been, you know, a couple of weeks. But then the longer this goes on, the longer that people are out of work, the longer that you can buy, you know, that they can go out and get their, you know, six pack of whatever.
Yeah.
That, you know, this could. So one of the things that Christine said earlier was, you've never been in a, you know, your marriage has been really good and all that, but now of all the additional stress fighting is going on, what are some of the ways we can handle this?
Yeah.
You know, some of it maybe just go outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, self-care, you know, getting outside, taking your kids outside, investing in something just like a ball. You know, a ball, a volleyball, a basketball, whatever it may be, you know, as long as you're keeping it, you know, within the family.
Yeah.
Just something to go out and have fun, you know, try different things, take your kids outside. And maybe a part of that self-care is, you know, going online and checking out different resources and analyzing your relationship. And we aren't seeing the spike right now, but we are expecting it. And
well, let's hope that it doesn't happen, but we haven't even reached the worst part yet, according to the doctors and according to the modeling. But, you know, right now Shasta County is very fortunate.
Yeah.
We've only had 7 cases as of this morning, 1 death, but, you know, from a lady that had a lot of underlying conditions there.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, there are different things to consider. When, you know, thinking about our clients who are in domestic violence situations, you know, the dynamics have changed a little bit. You know, there's a lot more fear out in the world. So that makes it a lot more easy to control and have power over another person. Saying something like, if you go out, you can't come back in because you're going to infect our children and you're putting our family at risk.
Yeah.
Right? We know, you know. That's not 100%, right? We need to go out. We need to run errands. We need to do self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's having that power and control over us, it can be hard to differentiate between real and fake. You know?
Okay. Christine, what are the phone numbers there?
People can call our crisis hotline at 244-0117.
I was looking for it real quick. Yeah. It's like eyes roll up in your head there for a second.
Yeah, and also people can always call in too and just ask questions and kind of just Just chat with us and better understand their situation.
Find a way to kind of, you know, we're talking about flattening the curve for the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Same thing when it comes to at home. You got to find a way to flatten the curve in there so it doesn't spike.
Yeah.
So I like to think of it probably that way, too.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And One Safe Place has got the expertise to help you.
Yeah, we are essential. We are open normal hours. We have people working from home, so it's like a little different, right?
Yeah.
But we're changing as needed, and I'm really grateful for our team. You know, people showing up every day, whether that be on the phone or in person.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's amazing the way that we get to see our community come together and really support.
It's a great community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to talk about a friend of mine that lost his mother.
Okay.
Monday.
Oh,
okay. He's a great guy. He's in a high pressure job. I mean, an extremely high pressure job. He's he was able to be with her, but during all this, you know, we have people, other people are in need. You know, they were sick or something, and his wife made a bunch of different foods to bring to people during all of this right now. But he is a great person and a close friend, and I talked to him, you know, yesterday. You know, it's a loss, as we all have losses when you lose your mother or father.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to let him know that, you know, so many of us are thinking about him, and so many of us, you know, have offered up our, you know, our support and condolences, of course. But we're all going through something right now.
Yeah,
and this is
absolutely
a time to stand up and help the other person.
Yeah.
Maybe they look like they're getting along really fine. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask, hey, how you doing during this? And reach out to people, my friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow.